Gufa Amr Shmuel, Baal Chayv Gaivis HaShvach. Shmuel said that the Baal Chayv is Gaivis HaShvach. We already learned, the Gemara said, Shvachin Peiri Loi. The Gemara made a diuk a few lines early in the Gemara, that the Baal Chayv gets the Shvach, the Baal Chayv does not get the Peiris, which means a very simple case. A person, Reuven lends money to Shimon, Shimon sells his karka, Reuven goes and gets the karka, so he can get any shvacha karka he gets, but the peiris that grew in between, he does not get. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava Teda, Shekach Kaisav Loi, Meichel Olekeach. When the Meicher sells the karka to Lekeach in the first place, he guarantees, Ano Eikam V'ishvi V'itki V'imrik, I will make sure that the sale stands, Vini Elain, the sale, Inon Vem V'amaleim V'shevcheyen. Amalei means the shvach machmas ha tircha, the work that I put into it. V'shivchaya in the shvach be'etzem. Ve'ekum kadamach, and I will make it stand for you. V'tzavis bina denami kibla layo, when he desired the sale and he was makabel. So we see he's guaranteeing the shvach. So he's guaranteeing the shvach. So that's included. Amalei Reb Chiya bar Avin l'Rava. If so, if the whole reason, like you just said, that it's guaranteed is because of the shtar, which there is no shtar by a matana, Alamiyata matana, like civil akasav lehachi, hachinami le tar shvacha, amalei in. Chiyafa kach matana mecher in yafi, amalei in yafi yafi. So this we learned that the matana is even better, that if you lend someone money and then you give away the karka b'matana, that the shvach belongs to the makabel hamatana. So as I mentioned to you last week, there are three shittas in the Rishayim. Taich in loitar of shvacha. What's pshat? The makabel matana doesn't get shvach. Now you all realize it's a big chiddush. Someone gives me a gift, I'm better off than someone who bought the karka. Someone who bought the karka loses the shvach. Someone receives a gift, he keeps the shvach. Interesting, then? How far is this chiddush go? So there are extremes in the Rishayim. The Rosh learns that it's all shvach. All the shvach that a makabel matana does in the field, he keeps it. Tremendous chiddush that the makabel matana is so much stronger than a lekeach. The Rif and the Rambam hold halfway. They hold the Makabel Matana keeps the Shvach that he put into it, that's Machmas HaYetzias, but not the Shvach that's Shvach de Memela, whatever it got better by itself, that the Makabel Matana doesn't keep. And the Ramban was the most Mustaver. It didn't fit into the Gemara as well, but the most Mustaver, the Ramban said that really the Makabel Matana gets nothing. When the Gemara says he could keep the Shvach, it just means the Shvach, Kenegad HaYetzias, he spent money, that's the Shvach that he could get. This was the Tverei Machlokes. Just the Shvach, Kenegad HaYetzias that he spent.
The Shvach, Kenegad HaYetzias?
The Shvach, Kenegad HaYetzias.
The same as
the Riff and Rambam say, any Shvach that's Machmas HaYetzias, he could keep, even if it's more than the HaYetzias. Now, the Riff holds, even if it's more than the HaYetzias. In other words, he put
it. $30,
he gets only back $30
a shvach.
That's Ramban sheet.
That's not
the Rif.
That's not shvach
negative. That's yitzir. Well, that's shvach negative. If the shvach is less than yitzir, he doesn't get it back. Because he only gets the maximum is the yitzir. And the Rif holds that if he made the shvach happen, if he invested $30, it went up $100, he gets the whole $100. So these are the three sheetas in how to teach the Gemara. Omer of Nachman, Hamas Nisim Messiah Leila Mashmuel. I really had a riot to him. Vahuna Chavre Mukula Bemili Achrini, and Rafuna knocked it off, the Tanya. Hamaycha Sada Lachaveira, Vahare, he yates a metachas yardek, Shogaiva gave us a cam the Chasim Shubadim, Vishvach gave him the Chasim and Echirin. So we see Mephurish Yashla Shvach, because he's money back to Shvach, but Vice dies that he gets the Shvach. So it's a raya. Rafuna said that the price is talking about Gazlan, not Balchayv. So push it, it's no raya, because Shmuel was talking about a Balchayv. Tanya Idach, a second price. Uba balchai v'tarfa. Same exact case. Someone sells a sada to his chaver, and it goes up in value. So the balchayv came and he took it. So now he's taking the keren plus the shvach. Kishu gaiva im a shvach yesu al yitzia naitas a shvach mi balakarka. Vayitzia mi balchayv. Vim yitzia yisera al a shvach in li yelo haitza shir shvach mi balchayv. So now this is going to be Shver and Shmuel. Why is it Shver and Shmuel? So the Gemara here takes on for a pashtus that when Shmuel said the Balchayv gets the Shvach, it's even the Shvach that includes the Yitzias, which I could have argued about it in Svara. But the Gemara is saying not. The Gemara is saying that Shmuel, when he says the Balchayv can get the Shvach, it's even the Yitzias that the person put in, which is totally chiddush. Why should it be that way? Why, if I buy a karka from you, and I put in $100 into the field, and that went up to $200, why should the Bachayv get the 100 I put into the field? The extra 100 I could understand. Bachayv gave us a shvach. But even the yitzias that I put into the field, I don't know what the svar for that is. It's not such a davar amistaver. And the Gemara is naming on for pashtus, the Bachayv could get even the money that I put into the field. And therefore, the Gemara says it's a stira. Because this price says he can't get the Yitzis. So I'm not sure. Is it because we assumed that was his das when he bought it? Because it was guaranteed? Or is it Mikra Din? But that means that Meikar Adin, it should go to him. And we just don't feel bad that otherwise we'd make takanas. But in Svar, it's a little hard to understand. If I, let's say I steal a store from you. It's an empty store. I steal a storefront. And then I buy merchandise. I put merchandise in the store. I'm opening up whatever it is I'm selling, matzahs. So I go and I buy matzahs for, I don't know what it costs wholesale. You know, I spend $10 a pound on the matzahs. I'm going to sell them for $18 a pound. So I'm buying for $10 a pound, I'm selling it for $18 a pound. So now you come, you're the Bachayv, you're going to take away the store. So what are you going to take with you? Now, if you can take the matzahs, but some you can't take the matzahs anyway, because it's not a shvach in the store. But I mean to say, even if you'll be inside, you can take the matzahs. There's no haver meaning you can take the $10 that I put in. Is that a davar mistaver? It's not a mistaver. A pasha is not a mistaver at all. Well, you have a field, and I put up a fence in the field. So the guf ha fence you could take. And you see, the fence improves the field. You spend $100 on a fence, the field is worth $150 more. But the fence itself has no shaifas to you. And yet, the Gemara says that according to Shmuel, you could still be teveh de shvach. So it seems like Shmuel, that it's all, I don't think it's mikra din, I think it's all included in the havana of the buyer. A person buys it and it's guaranteed. So that's the Havana. The Havana is that he's guaranteeing it because it'll be taken away. It's Kilu, they made such a Tanai. At any rate, that's the Gemara's Kasha. That this Brisa says Fakarit. This Brisa says you do get Yitzias. So the Gemara answers. Hashmua b'may mukim la. Iba lekech megazlan kasha reisha. Why in the Reisha? What was the din in the Reisha? What's the din in the Reisha? Kishu gaiva, if the shvach is yeser al yitzia, noitas a shvach mi bala karka, yitzia mi bala chayv. So if you're going to set it on there, so why do you get the shvach from the bala karka? If it's a stolen field, you shouldn't get anything from the bala karka. V'im ha-yitzia, and v'i... Bebalchayv, kasher reisha v'sefer, b'chalal shver, why you get yitzias? Dom shvul, chayv goes a shvach. So Gemara has two terutzim. Iba yisem like ech megazlin, and like the Gemara said on top of the yomik, and shosh karki inami b'shakonu b'yaday, the two cases on top of the page. Iba yisem, now this is the chiddush of this Gemara, bebalchayv, now here held cup. So I'm going to talk about this a little bit. Iba yisem bebalchayv. Now what's the case now? The Shmuel said that you get Shvach. The Shvach goes to whom? Goes to the Balchayv. Peiris not, that we had in the previous Gemara. So I bought a field from you. Shvach goes to the Baal Chayiv. Any peiris that I ate, go to me. I, here in the Brisa, it says you deduct the Yitzias. Like Kashas, here's the text. Kam b'shvach ha-megiel l'katofim. Kam b'shvach she'en ha-megiel l'katofim. If it's shvach that is already going to the collectors, the people who carry it. In other words, before Rashi, how would you teach it? What shvach ha-megiel l'katofim means, they are peiris that are ready to be carried away. Right? Kosef is a shoulder. Katofim are people who carry. So if it's shvach ha-megiel l'katofim, if it's already ready to be, the workers are going to come in and take it away, then what? Then what? If they're ready to take it away, it's peiris. And if it's peiris, so it goes to the loikeach. Kam b'shvach she'en ha-megiel l'katofim. If it's peiris that are growing, not ready to be collected, not ready to be taken away, so then it goes to the, then it's shvach. Peiris that are little growing are not peiris. They're shvach ha-karka. The karka is worth more. If you're selling the land that has peiris growing, it's worth more. So kam shoshen megila katofim. So that belongs to the field. It goes back to the original Baal Chayiv. This is the way I would learn the Gemara Pashut. Rashi doesn't learn this way. We'll learn Rashi. But Pashut Pshat, I would say, look, what does Shmuel say? Shvachin peiris loy. Baal Chayiv can get the shvach, can get the peiris. So what would I say? I would say he gets the shvach, and that's peiris in a field that are not fully grown. And he doesn't get the peiris. What's that? There's a peiris that are fully grown, that the katofim are ready to carry away. That's why I would have taught you the Gemara, and it would be Pash Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi here says, by Shvach HaMegi, see, Rashi doesn't like it, because it's hard to call it Shvach. Peiris that you're ready to carry away, that's a Shvach, that's peiris. So let's learn Rashi, the top Rashi, HaMegi El HaKatofim, Koriv Likotzer, El Shadayim Srichen Lekarka. Interesting Rashi. Rashi says they're close to the time they're going to be harvested, but Adayin Srichen Lekarka, they still need the karka. Havalu Kaperis Gemurim Veimachayim Gaiva B'lo Yitziyah. That Rashi needs a Hesber. I have a field. I plant Peiris. We all understand, as soon as I finish planting, is that Shvach or Peiris? That's Shvach. It starts to bud. Is that Shvach or Peiris? That's Shvach. It starts to grow. Is that Shvach? It's still Shvach. Right? It's not Peiris. It's still the Shvach of the Karka. It's still part of the Karka. A certain point, when it's growing, when I cut it off, it's Peiris, that's for sure. When it's growing, and it's Karevli Kotzer, Ela Shadayin Tzricha Lekarka. What does that mean? Then it becomes Peiris, Rashi says. Karevli Kotzer, Ela Shadayin Tzricha Lekarka. What does that mean? What do the words mean? It's close to the time it's going to be cut, but it still needs the karka. What does it mean it still needs the karka? Obviously, it's still going to grow a little more. Or it's going to finish ripening a little more. I don't know. So then it becomes peiris. Explain to me. What makes it peiris? When does a switch, something growing in a field, when does a switch from being shvach and it switches into peiris? At what point? It's very hard to understand from Rashi. Very hard to understand. I mean, if you look in the Rambam just says it's ready to be cut. Rashi says, "Korav likatz el shadayin tzrichel l'karka." It's sellable. It's sellable. If I cut it now, it's sellable. And if I don't cut it, then it's not. Then it'll get even better. All right. It's got to be something in that gather. I'll tell you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And we'll see how the sheetahs fit in. We have this klal. This whole sugya, I admit, is a little confusing. It goes back and forth. But this klal is very clear. Machayv gave us a shvach, shvach in peirilai. Right? That certainly we can walk away from the sugya klar. Bachayv gets shvach, and doesn't get peiros. Right? That we all understand. Why? What's the difference that the Bachayv gets the shvach of the karka became worth more, according to some Rishayim, even if it became worth what the Rosh says, even through his work. So the Bachayv gets the karka. The Bachayv gets the shvach. And the peiros that he ate, you don't get. What's the hesber and the difference? Someone tell me a svara. What's the difference? What's the difference in shvach and peiri? Why does the bachayv get the shvach and the person who bought the field gets the peiros? Why should it be that way? So what's the difference if it's disconnected? It was part of the field yesterday, and now I disconnected it. So what happens? What? And why not the things that came from the field? So the fact's not there anymore, well, so why can he go after it? If this feels mishubah to me, including whatever improvements, so the peiros also improvements, why can't I go after it? So you're saying it could go two ways. Why can't you go after peiros? I lend someone money. I'm sending out to ask the field. The guy has no money. I'm lending it to him, I'll das this field. So I'm entitled to shvach. Why shouldn't I be entitled to peiros? Why is peiros different? Appealed. So this came from the field. Right now it's not part of the field. So it's metathlum. Metathlum is not meshuvit. So that's the shach. The shach says, in Siman Kuf Tezvav, Siman Katan Yud Zayin, where this is brought, the Shach says very pashut. He says metaltalim are not meshuvit, and once peiros are disconnected from a field, peiros are. Once the peiros disconnected from the field, the metaltali labachayv is not meshuvit. The Sma says a different explanation, totally different explanation. The Sma, remember, is not going on Rashi. The Sma is going on the din of Shvachin Peiriloi. We'll have to see what fits into Rashi. He's going on the line of the Gemara, Balchayv Gavin says Shvach, Shvachin Peiriloi. Why Shvachin Peiriloi? Zok the Sma, I'll tell you why. The Sma is a more complicated reason than the Shach. The Sma says, 1 minute. What's going on here? We have this man, he borrowed money from Reuven, and he sold his field to Shimon. He sold it to Loikeach. What he sold to Loikeach, if it gets taken away, he has to reimburse. So he has two chiyuvim. He has one chiyuv to his malva, who lent him money, and one chiyuv to his Loikeach. Yeah. I don't want to confuse you. But going back to the old Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef said that when you have the case, the first case, the easy case, somebody buys karka, he borrows from A and he borrows from B. And then he gets a second karka at the end. So that second karka is meshubit to everybody equally. Right? If he gets karka at the end, it's meshubit to everyone equally. The peiros that came at the end, the peiros that came at the end is meshubit to everyone equally. Peiros is something new. So the peiros that came at the end are meshubit to everyone. The shvach that came at the end is also meshubit to everyone. Which is why the Muki Yosef said that when Agamara says shvach, it's 50-50. You only get half the shchatzi shvach. Because they have to split it, and that was the second column. That whatever shvach went up, they split equally. Zok the smad is a din that if somebody owes money to two people and equally, but he has meshubah to two people equally, and one was kadim v'tafas, one went and grabbed, the tfisa helps. If you're meshubah to two people I'm not talking about karka, it can't be typhus karka. But anything else, if one of them goes and he grabs, so then he's then it works. Then whatever he grabs, he gets. He gets to keep. Zaktisma alam de shapshat in shvachin peirilai says the following. A man has a piece of karka. He owes money to Reuven. He sells the karka to Shimon. Now, the guf ha-karka, Reuven's going to get. Because Reuven shivit is first. So there's nothing to talk about. Reuven, who's the Baal Chayiv, gets the karka. Who gets the shvach? The shvach, which came later, they split 50-50. Who gets the peiris? Zog the smah, really, peiris are the same as shvach. It came later, they would split it. But peiris are something that the lekeach grabbed. That's why you have to, what happened? The lekeach bought the karka, he harvested the field, and he took the peiris to himself. So why does he keep the peiris? You know why he keeps the peiris? Because he's a typhus. The peiris that came at the end are like line number four in that case. If you owe money to two people, you get peiris. Why does he owe money to two people? One person he borrowed from. One person bought the karka was grabbed, so now he guaranteed the karka. So he owes money, sai to the Baal Chayiv, sai to the Lekeach. So the gufa karka goes to the Baal Chayiv, he was first. But the peiris which came at the end, those peiris are mishubit to both of them equally. And so it's mishubit to two people equally, if one person is kadim v'tafis, so tfisa mahani. Then the tfisa helps. No. Well, once the other person gets the karka, it's still on the karka, then the other person has the peiris.
If he lives on the karka for 10 years, it's not
the peiris. The peiris from all the 10 years, all 9 years that are eaten up already are his. And the 10th year, it depends where the peiris are right now.
Even if it's more than the
chayv? Oh, never more than the chayv. It's not more than the chayv. No, we're all talking, the whole case is there's less than the chayv, because otherwise there'd be no nida and there'd be no shayva. The whole din of shvach in peiri lo is when it's less than the chayv. Otherwise there wouldn't be anything to talk about. So the smah has this chap, which lamdis fits beautifully, that shvach in peiri lo, that the reason you don't get peiris, the Baal Chayiv doesn't get the peiris, is the person who worked on the field, he harvested the field, he got the peiris, he grabbed the peiris. And tfisa helps, so whatever you grab is yours. Now, if we go with these two taichin on shvach in peiri lo, tremendous nafkamina. Why does the Baal Chayiv get shvach and doesn't get peiris? Sma says because he grabbed it already. Shach says because metaltalim are not meshubit. Obviously, an afkamina would be, huh? If the peiris, even they're fully grown, but they're still there, even attached to the ground, the peiris are fully grown. If the peiris are fully grown, but he didn't grab it, according to the sma, he doesn't get it. It's still like shvach. The Sma says it's only peiri once you take it home. So Kol's mind, you didn't take it. It's not peiri, according to the Sma. According to the Sma, peiri is only what you actually physically took. According to the Shach, as long as it's metaltalim, we'll have to define what metaltalim are, but as long as it's not karaka, as long as it's metaltalim, it goes only to the, it doesn't go to the Bachai, it goes to the person who owns it presently, which is the Lekeach. So Zok Teshach, there'll be an afkamina between him and the Sma. If the Aperis Tulushim on the Karka, let's say an apple tree, and the apples fell off the tree already, they're sitting on the Karka. According to the Sma, what's the din? They go to Bezin, Bezin grabs the field. There are apples sitting in the field. According to the Sma, they split it equally. Because the Sma says Peiri would be Meshubit if not for the fact that he grabbed it. According to the Shach, once it's detached, it gets a din of Metaltalim. Metaltalim of Baal Chayiv is not Meshubit. And he says that'll be a nafkamina between me and the Sma. That's the push to nafkamina.
According to the slav, that you have to only take payers up to the value of the sale?
No. Keh can take what he wants. What I was saying before is the Bachayv can only take.
Say it, but like Keh only has a right to these apples because he has a right to grab connected to what he's owed. He's only owed connected to how much his sale wants.
You're right. You're right. Bachayv will be not enough
communion. But at the same time, he bought the land, he's not even owed the payers. Right now, he's still like Keh.
But he can't preempt a Shebut. The fact that he owns it. If he ate 10 times the amount of the chayiv, so that would be another nafka mina in the shach and the smah. If he ate 10 times the amount of the chayiv, so the peiros he ate, everyone will agree that he could keep. Either it's metaphalim or. It's grabbing it. Yeah, but peiros are not mishub, but there's no. I mean, if the only reason Paris is not Meshubit is because he owned it connected looking for Sakaka, so if it's much more. Saying is good, I just have to figure out how the Shach would look at it. Okay, one second, I'll get back to what you're saying. First of all, state the Shach. The Shach says, Nafkamina between me and the Sma would be if the, again, Shvachin Peirilai. You have here a person who has a lien on a land, he's coming to be Taifis the land. Can he take Peiris that are on the land? So the Shach looks at them as Tlushim, as Metaphilim. Even though they're on the land, and a minute ago, before they fell off, they were the Shvach of the land. Once they fall off, they're Metaphilim. Kozman, they're growing, they're shvach. And so like the shach, he would get it no matter what, and according to the sma, not that way. The question is, what about peiros that are still attached to the tree, but they don't need the tree? They're ready to be picked. Peiros that are still on the tree, they don't need the tree, they're ready to be picked. What are they now? Okay, a person has a karka and the bachayv comes to take it. There's a lien on the karka, the bachayv comes to take it, and they come to the field, they're peiros on the tree, ready to come, the katofim could come, the kaitzim could come, they're ready to take it off. So let's see. Put it to a sma, what's the din? According to the sma, it's easy. They're still on the tree. So they're like shvach. They're not peiri. No one grabbed it. So according to the... Why does the shach hold? So the shach writes here a chiddush that peiris that are oindim li kotzer have a din of metaphilim. Even though they're still attached to the tree, peiris that are oimid to be cut off have a din like metaltalim. He says, kevela'el simin tzadikei, which I'll tell you about soon. But he says, there's a din of metaltalim. And therefore, it's not shvach, it's peiri. As long as it's right to be cut off, it's peiri. And has a din of metaltalim, and the bachayv can't grab it. That's the shach's chiddush. He says, so this will also be a nafkamina between me and the sma. According to the sma, this still would be Meshubat al Bachayv, because no one grabbed it. It's still on the tree. According to Mizav the Shach, Peiris Aimdim Litlai Shakatulushim Dami. And therefore they have a din of Peiri, they're not Meshubat al Bachayv. And finished. And according to me, he says, it's Peiri and the Lekeach keeps them. So this is the second Afkamina. So we have here two mahalchim in the tight shvach in peirilai. Okay, either the smas mahalach that you grabbed it already, or the shach's mahalach that is metaphor. Now let's come back to Rashi. Rashi here says a chiddush. Well, I forced him to say the chiddush, I'm not sure. But Rashi says, Karev li kotzer, ela shadayin tzrichin lekarka. Havalu kaperis gemurim. Rashi says more than we're saying. We first talked about pears that fell off the tree, the pears that are on the tree ready to be cut. Rashi says, Karevli cuts it. It's around the time they're going to be cut, but they'll grow better, they'll keep on growing, but if you cut them, they'll be usable. Rashi says, that has a din of Peri. It's a din of Peri that the Baal Chayiv doesn't get it. Now Rashi stims with the Sma. Could Rashi possibly stim with the Sma? No way. The Sma is explaining the Rambam. Mechaber, the Rambam, not explaining Rashi. Rashi, who has to go with the Mahalach that the Shach goes with, that Peiris on a tree at a certain point get a din metaltalim, and once they're on the tree at a certain point they get a din metaltalim. So the Shach said only a chiddush, because he's talking lahalacha, if it's fully grown, ready to be picked, it gets a din of metaltalim. Okay, it's a chiddush. Rashi says, Karevli katzer, El Shaddai Tzrich Lekarka, also has a din peri. It would seem that Rashi holds that that has a din metaltalim already. As long as it's right to be picked off the tree, and you can eat it. If you leave it there, it'll grow more. But it's ready, it could be picked off the tree. It's already metaltalim. So Rashi Shita stims only with the Shach. The Smal Bimaskin, the Smal is explaining the Mechaber, which is the Rambam, who explains the Gemara Pasha Pshat, and I like Rashi. But in Rashi, the only way to learn this Rashi is with the Shach. Maybe there are other ways I don't know of. But the only way to learn is the Shach, not the Sma. That the idea of Shvach in Peri Lai is that Peri Sa Metaltalim. And Rashi's Mechadish Karavli Katzer has a Din Metaltalim. Adkan, this is the Rashi, the Shach, the Sma. Now we'll talk about Svara. Can anybody explain a Svara? Why an apple on a tree that's ready to be picked, but it's still growing, it's still a living tree, why that should have a din of metaltalim? Let me explain to Svara why it should have a din of metaltalim. On Shabbos, it would be chayiv if you pick such an apple. Avada. No? Someone picks such an apple on a tree on Shabbos? It's mechuber. There's no question it's mechuber, no? Be a shayla on Shabbos. I don't think to be a shayla. I don't know if a Shabbos pick an apple off a tree, a person's chayiv, even if the apple's fully grown. Why, legabe mishubadim, should an apple that's ready to be picked off a tree have a din of metaphor? That's not mishubat of achav. Anybody have a svara? Okay, I would think that that's the svara. Why is karka meshubit and not metaltalim? It's not gzeres hakosov like Hilchos Shabbos. It's a svara. What's a svara? That the Baal Chayiv is relying on karka, because karka you can't move. Karka is real estate. You can't pick it up and take it away. If a person has a diamond ring, I'm not relying on the diamond ring. Because I know that he'll run away. He'll take the diamond ring. He'll run away with it. The Svichas Das of a lender, of a Malva, is on real estate which can't be taken away. Something that could be taken away, there's no Svichas Das on. Comes out, if there are payrists that a person could just pick off the tree and run away with, he calls in his crew and he bushels it off and he trucks it away, such payrists is, there's no Svichas Das on the malva, on such payers. So it's Gatz Mestaber what the Shach is saying. The Shach says, Why not? Because the Bachayv is not relying in his mind on getting this. And anything he's not relying on, that there's no din mishubad. So the Shach svar is Gatz Geshmak. I'm relying on this, I'm not relying on this. I know he could take it away anytime. Rashi says, even more, Karevili Kotzer. If it's already take-offable, most people, farmers, leave it. But it could be taken off and it has a value. If it's taken off and it has a value, Karavli Kotzer, Ashadai Tzrich Lekarka, Vaita, he's not Samech Das. He knows if the guy wants, he can take it. Even though most farmers leave it, if he wants, he can take it. It's already enough of a reason that there's no Smichas Das. Of course, if he plants a tree and the tree's just budding and there are buds there, now if he wants lahachis, he could cut off the buds and no one will get it. But there's no reason to think he'll do it. Might as well leave the buds there and there'll be a shvach hakarka, someone will get it. But something where you can get a benefit from it, if you cut it off, so the shach svar is mistaver, and Rashi becomes a davar mistaver. That everything depends on the das of the lender. Whatever the lender is samech das on, that is meshubid. And whatever the lender is not samech das on, that's not meshubid. That's what would come out from this Gemara. Now, this Gemara, l'chaira, has much bigger, if we understand the Gemara correctly, the way the shach learns it, this Gemara would have tremendous ramifications in Hilchis Mishubadim. Because sometimes I lend someone money and he owns a building. The person owns a building. And he defaults on the loan. So the person goes and he manzayim his lien on the building. Right? Now, obviously, if the building still belongs to the loiva, the malva gets everything. Okay? If the loiva, well, we're talking about karka and metaltalim, a loiva has to pay even the shirt off his back. I feel a glima dal kaspe, he has to pay up his chayvis. The Torah, he sold it. I lent some money on a building, he sold the building. Now I want to go and take the building for my chayv. No, the desks and the chairs in the building, they're meshubah to me. No? The office furniture is not meshubah, it's no shayla. Because that's metaltalim, that everyone would agree to. Some I would agree, that's metaltalim. The bricks of the building, that's mechubal karka, that certainly belongs to me. That certainly I have a right to be teveya. The bricks of the building, the walls of the building, that's certainly mine. What would be with things like light fixtures? Things that are attached to the building. In Hilchis Shabbos, they would have a din karka. In other halachas, they would have a din karka. What would be, in Hilchis Mekabel Tumah, let's say. Karka is not Mekabel Tumah. So the halacha is, if someone's mechubal karka, you have a light fixture, mechubal karka to the building, it's mechubal to the, it's not mechabal tumah. Legabe achayv. When I'm teveya a building from someone, I lend someone $1 million, he has $1 million building, halavai, right? You should lend someone $1 million, and he has $1 million building, and he sells it. So now I want to go after the building, it's worth $1 million. They tell me furniture you can't get. The kach gets it, fine. I want to take the building with everything in it. So suddenly, we're going to have to start clearing on each part of the building. What's the clear? Anything that a person could take off and take away, and he'll have a value from it, like Paris, what do we do? Huh? Is that Mishubit? What? The bricks are like the buds of a tree. You can break the bud off the tree, but nobody... Your smichas das, the stam smichas das of a lender is anything that the borrower can't hide from him, can't take away and hide from him. So we're saying the tree, he could cut down the tree and hide it, but he doesn't get anything from it.
He wants the character.
What he wants is not the issue. He wants everything. He wants the furniture too. He's saimech on what?
The whole building with not the desk, because then he knows the dress.
The furniture, there's no smichas das in the furniture. Smichas das is only what he can get.
So light fixtures is the type of thing that it's connected and people assume that you might have the assumption is that it comes with lights.
The assumption is it comes with lights.
Yeah, but before this last time moves out, what? It could take.
There's a difference. Paris are meant to be taken off. Paris is predictable they're going to be taken off. Light fixtures, maybe it's not predictable they'll be taken off.
The tenant usually takes it and puts a light bulb in, really.
What?
The tenant in the apartment, if you put up a fixture special, they'll take it with them and put back the light bulb.
Fixture, yeah. Fixtures people take off also. It doesn't really have a resale value, I don't know.
So he takes it to the next place. They put up a ceiling fan, they take it down, they put up a regular fixture.
I'm in the middle of a case with somebody. Everyone's getting along so far, but they're writing up shtaris in case it goes bad. There's a building that they're putting in $5 million worth of equipment. It's actually $3.2 million worth of equipment. The rest is the installation. Nice check for installation. It's 1.8. So they're calling it $5 million worth of equipment. And they have a deal, and they're creating shibudim for later. So originally, the shibud was for 65% of the equipment, because the assumption is the resale value, new things always cost more. Resale would be 65%. So the assumption was that there would be a shibud on the equipment to the person lending money to the company. Someone's lending money to the company to put in the equipment. So he's lending $5 million to the fellow, the yeshiva man, who's the working partner. He told me he had a check in his hand for $1.2 million. He never had in his life. Such it was a good check. And for the down payment. It's going to be $5 million worth of equipment. So they're doing a deal. And the person lending it wants that the equipment should be meshubed. So we were clearing if the equipment is meshubed. So we ended up writing it differently. But the way the original contract read, the way the lawyer wrote the contract, he's lending him $5 million. And there's a shibud on the equipment. Is the equipment metaltalim? Is it metaltalim? If this person is now going to sell the business to another customer, someone else will run the business, it'll be a lekeach. Is the metaltalim going to be meshubid, the equipment in the company?
It's a huge
machine. You go downstairs, you see downstairs the kitchen. There are stoves, there are ovens, there are refrigerators. That's karka? I would have thought it's karka. If I would say Hilchus Shabbos is karka, Hilchus Tumah it's karka, I would say it's karka. But now we're learning that peiros that are on the tree are not necessarily karka.
Isn't it true that a tree that's in karka is considered meshubit to the karka? It's considered meshubit just like the karka is meshubit.
The tree is meshubit.
Now the truth is a person can uproot a tree.
Person can uproot a tree. Yeah.
It's like a person can.
And yet we're saying the tree is karka, even though you could uproot it. We're saying the peiri is not karka. The peiri that's attached to the tree is not, because it will be, why? The way we understand, because the das of the Baal Chayiv is not that he's relying on it, that he's samech on it. That's the way we understand. Das of Baal Chayiv is not samech on the peiri.
It could be you never even thought about fruits.
We're not talking about what we never think about what this person thought about. We talk in general, what businessmen would think.
It could be so, in general, businessmen don't think about fruits. You just think about karka.
No, they do think. People who have money think about how they'll be guaranteed the money. People think about how they'll be guaranteed the money.
Over here, why aren't we talking about shvach? Rabbi said anyway, according to the Rush, the shvach that goes to the Baal Koi is only the Rabbanim.
The Rosh says it's also Nilas Dallas. Yeah, Nachina. I mean, therefore what? Therefore what? But how does that change?
What was the Tekana? The Tekana was that things that the Karka.
But remember that Tekana was Shvach, and that includes Peiros as they're growing, are Shvach HaKarka. Suddenly, when they're fully grown, they're Oish Shvach, and they become Shvach in Peiri Loi. Why? Svara, the way I understand, is because there's no smichas das on something you can pull off and run away with. That's the way I would understand.
The smichas das is the shvach of the karka. But if something is not karka, if something is just a fruit that's on a tree, but it's not the karka, it's a different thing. His das is the karka and okay. The shvach of the karka. But peiros that grows on a tree is not the karka, it's something else.
I think it's something that we could argue about. It's just it's getting late, and I wanted to fulfill my quota for the day. But I think it's something that one could argue about. And it could be that Gufa Machlek is the Sma'a D'Shach. It could be the Sma'a doesn't like the Shach Svara. And the Sma'a holds, if it's attached to the ground, it's karka, finished. Not like everything we say. Attached to the ground, that's Shvach HaKarka, and finished. And that's it. Okay. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Ha'maisim b'chol yoy v'kam agvi shvul afilu b'shvach ha'migil ha'katofim. So Gemara says like Ash. Ha demasik bei kashir ara v'shivcha. Ha delay masik bei elu kashir ara diyoyev le shivcha u'mesalag le. What does that mean? That means he could pay him the shir shvach and be mesalag him from the karka. But that's a machlokes. Hanich lemandi yamis leizuzi lelekech leimotzi misalak leilabachayv shapir. Elamandi yamiki is leizuzi lekech motzi misalak lebachayv. Namely, ilu haveli zuzi have mesaliknach. So interesting machlokes. What's a machlokes? The loikeach has cash. And he wants to tell the Baal Chayv, I'm going to give you cash. I'm going to give you cash. Don't be teveya. Now, if the original loiva would have cash, Avadi could do it. The Baal Chayv here is the one with the cash. The shayla is, could he be misalikim or not? So now I don't have money, but at least give me at least the amount that I'm entitled to instead of cash. Give me a piece of karka. And the Gemara says he's right. Titaka could say it, but so let's just understand the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that if there's no apaytiki, it's not a case. The Baal, the Lekeach, has a right, if he has a right to be Mesalik, the Baal Chayv, if he has a right to say, I'll give you cash, even if he has no cash, he has a right to say, give me a piece of karka equal to what I'm owed, and you get the rest of the karka. The other man, the Yama, says, no, that you can't be Mesalik him, and when he comes, he can get the Gufa karka, the whole karka, and he only has to pay you cash for the Shvach, and he can take the entire piece of karka. This is the machlokes. Now, Gemara answers, it's talking by an apaytiki, and by an apaytiki, everyone holds that he gets it. Now, it's not clear to me why by an apaytiki, everybody holds that you get it. It's not clear to me, because an apaytiki, why should, I lent someone $1,000 against this karka, why should the apaytiki give me the right to an $1,100 piece of karka, and I'll pay the $100 in cash? Why does the apaytiki do that? It's not clear to me. I see that some of the mafarshim say that this a concept of an apaytiki mefurish, a clear apaytiki, which seems to include in it the right to get the karka no matter what. It's as if the lender is saying, I'm not really interested in lending you money. I'm interested in this karka. So I'm lending you money with the hope that I'm going to get this karka. And that's the das that they go into it in the first place. And such an apaytiki mefurish, it works. Why does it work? It seems that the Malva and the Loiva have a deal. The Loiva is Meshabit himself. And therefore it works. That's how an Apaytiki works. Reb Shimon has a piece here in the tradition of Shimon in Simita Zion where he declares in general if Reuven owes Shimon money and I'm Shimon's friend and I go to Reuven and I say I want to pay Shimon's chayv. And Reuven says, normally Reuven will say, great. Let's say Reuven says, I don't want to take the money from you. Can I force him to take the chayiv to take the payment to the chayiv from me? I want to pay someone else's chayiv. Reuven doesn't want. It could be, why doesn't Reuven want? It could be he wants Taka to collect from Shubadim, his eyes are on Karka. Whatever reason, he doesn't want to take the money. Can I force Reuven, the Malva, to take money? I'm not the Leiva. He lent you money. Can I force him to take money from me? So Reb Shimon says that from this Gemara, it's Mukhrach that you cannot. Why? Because if you could, the Bala Karka should just come along and say, the Lekecha Karka should come along and say, forget about the fact that I'm a Lekeach. Forget, I'm not a Lekeach, I'm a nobody. Somebody owes you money, I'm going to pay the chayv. Of course I'm paying, I don't want you to take the karka. But I'm going to come and I'll pay you the chayv. What does it mean, like motzi mistalikna? I can't be misalik you with cash. What do you mean? Anybody could pay up a chayv. So if anybody could pay up a chayv, so what's the machlaikis? Motzi mistalikna, like motzi mistalikna. Vice test, there's no din that anybody could pay a chayv. Why not? Who? The Malva.
The Lekeach says, I want to keep the land, and I also want to pay back for this month. So I'm going to give you $100, and I'm going to go to him to get my $100 back. But if I tell you, then if you tell me, then I'm paying for him. Because I don't want to accept the money. I'm forcing you to accept it. I'm being placing the money for him.
The Brisker, the Rav Shimon says this here in the Chiddush Rav Shimon, that from here it's Mokhrev, that a third person can't just come and pay off someone else's chayv. If the Malva is not masking. In the Reb Shmuel, the Shulah Reb Shmuel, that's Shulah Reb Shmuel, he writes that the Brisker Rav, when he learned this Reb Shimon, he said that it's not Emes, it's not Mukhrach. And he had a taina. I'm not sure the taina may be what you're saying. He said it's not mukhrach. The way I understood what he's saying, which is, I think, different ways of saying what you're saying, is normally I can pay up someone's chayv. It's not a problem. But in our Gemara, he doesn't want to pay off the chayv. He wants to buy the shibud karka. The other person has a shibud karka. He wants to get the shibud karka for himself. He's not looking to do the loiva a favor and pay up his chayv. The loiva is going to owe the money just like he owed it yesterday. He's just saying, you own a shibud on this karka. I want to buy it from you. I want to give you the money. And now I'll get the karka. That you see from this Gemara that you can't do. But you want to do someone a favor and pay up his chayv. So that, he says, you don't see from this Gemara at all that you can't do it. So it seems that the Brisk Rav, it should be somewhere more mafurish, no? Such a shayla. If you can pay up someone's chayv about karka, it should be an argument to Rav Shimon and the Brisk Rav. But that's the way it's brought down here as a dispute between them.